Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
All right, what's you okay?
Yep.
You're all right? Sorry about that.
My bathroom break brought to you by Ed's Taco Truck. Why? Simply the best. It's Ed's.
We love all of our sponsors.
We do.
Don't necessarily
much.
When
jamming
I jam them all in at the
together.
End.
That's not your
that's
fault.
That's on me. No, that's no, on me. I can not. Do better.
It's
I can
not.
Be better.
It's not.
I can be better.
Who's this brought to you by?
This is brought to you by the Pitching Ninja is our guest, if not our proud sponsor, is joining us right now. By the way, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline,
there it is. Love Premier Chevrolet.
I always try to find the right way to introduce a guest. Sometimes it's easy. Hey, Padres closer Mark Melancon, or maybe former All-Star, or you know, Hall of Fame, right? Whatever it is,
yeah.
You know, I try to find the right words. So for Rob, though, we've had him on before. It's a little difficult to describe who he is, other than calling him the pitching ninja. But I think nowadays, the best way to describe him is the man who is single-handedly ruining baseball.
He's doing great
Rob,
things
it's great to
baseball.
Have you back on Bennett Woods.
I've been called worse, I think, but that's awesome.
Ruining baseball with his incredibly entertaining Twitter feed that everyone seems to love. And the way, of course, that he's ruining baseball is that pitchers are so excited to get featured by the pitching ninja that they've just been throwing way better now because, you know, obviously it's all been about the internet love that they can get from you, Rob.
It is a big deal when they're on there. They do get excited about it.
Oh, getting guys out? No, that wasn't a big deal. But now that pitching ninja exists,
yeah.
I'm going to try harder.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's exactly what Whit Merrifield said about me. He said, you know, this is what pitchers are trying to do. They're trying to make my account. They don't care about the $40 million contracts. They don't care about making it to the World Series. They care about making it on my account, which I'll take that. That's cool. I'm fine with that.
Well, it's certainly it's shed a lot of light onto it's done a few things for me, Rob, and as somebody that played baseball most of my life, you've always kind of known that hitting's very difficult. Now, I've never faced anything quite like you see on the Pitching Ninja, but it's pretty much hard at every level. At least it was for me. And sometimes when you do an overlay of, you know, a guy throwing a slider and then a guy throwing his fastball, and there's just the arm slots the same. It has shed a lot of light, and I think it's made a lot of fans realize, oh, wow, this is really hard to do. It amazes me sometimes that they even put a ball in play against some of these guys out there.
I don't disagree with you at all. I mean, I've had my account also referred to as a hitting account because it makes people very sympathetic to what hitters go through.
Yeah. Rob, the latest crackdown by Major League Baseball on sticky substances. Now, I'm not going to give you credit for everything, but do you feel like perhaps the Twitter feed has fueled a little bit of this as well, as people have become more aware of how much movement and break that these balls have nowadays from some of these pitchers who have clearly been using, you know, substances like Spider Tack and Pelican Wax, that has turned this into a much bigger issue in baseball than maybe it would have been otherwise?
I don't think that's impossible. I think most of it's probably just looking at the stats, seeing hitting numbers decrease, and then looking, yeah, sure. I mean, the movement on pitches is absolutely ridiculous. But I think also, like, and this is something I don't think people have focused on as much. This has been, it's not a new thing. This has been going on forever and ever and ever. It's just that now we can measure it more. We have analytics that can look at spin rate and stuff like that. Before, it was just like, oh, this guy has a lot of hop on his fastball. They didn't know why. People were taught to throw down in the zone. Now they're taught to throw up in the zone. So more pitchers are doing it. But even back in like Nolan Ryan's day, he used pine tar on stuff. But all the Braves pitchers did. Mazzoni said they had firm grip in his bag to help with movement. So it's not a new problem, but yeah, maybe it sheds some more light on it.
Well, it's interesting. We're talking to Rob Friedman, the pitching ninja from Twitter. It's interesting that you say that, you know, because like I think about the great pitchers coming up. When we were coming up and we'd see the highlights on SportsCenter or Baseball Tonight or whatever, it would be like the old guys with the emery board looking for a scuff. You heard stories about, I think it was Thurman Munson had a rivet on his catching gear, and he used to get the ball, kind of give it a rub down his thigh or his leg, cut it up a little bit before he'd throw it back to the pitcher. There were all these things going on, but how much do you think it did help a guy like Nolan? Is Nolan Ryan Nolan Ryan without pine tar?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help you throw faster, for one. So his fastball's still fast. Sure, it helps a little bit. I don't think they knew exactly how much it helped. Like, the biggest thing now is pitchers are doing kind of the same thing, but you can measure, like, whether you want to use something or not. You can optimize how you use it. So, yeah, you're seeing more pitchers do it because they see their spin rates increase, and spin rates are valued more. But, yeah, I think it helped. I mean, if you watch some of the balls that Maddox threw or some of the balls that Nolan Ryan threw, I'm sure it helped. I mean, it has to.
Rob, let me ask you, how many pitches would you say you like watch a week as you go through to put things up on your account? I mean, how many do you literally go through in a given week?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't even like, there are pitchers that I automatically follow and look at their start just because I know they're going to probably throw nasty stuff, or look at their appearance for reliever. And then there are just ones that people on my account will say, hey, did you catch this? Herman Marquez yesterday threw a nasty knuckle curve and got Shed Long to fall down, and I was like, and everybody's like, you got to get that. He's not a guy I always follow, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's like probably 50% of the pitchers out there.
So let me ask you then, since you have been watching so many pitches, have you noticed any difference in the last, you know, just week or so, as guys have probably had to give up some of that stuff knowing that they're going to get checked? We've seen a difference in some of the numbers, in some of the spin rates. What are you seeing, though, as you compare, you know, pitchers that you saw a month ago with what they've done in their last outing?
You know, there definitely is a difference, and I think some of what I'm noticing is pitch mix. So pitchers aren't going to take it lying down. They're just going to change what they throw sometimes. They're not going to just keep throwing the same thing, because if you throw the same thing with less spin, it's more likely to get hit. So you may see more, you know, sinkers and change-ups than you would normally see, because those are low spin pitches. They're just going to change the pitch mix mostly, and I've seen some command degradation. Like, you can see sometimes pitchers having a hard time holding on to the ball. And I think that's an important – so it's another important topic, because command with these MLB baseballs, I mean, it used to be they'd keep a ball in play longer. Like, you wouldn't toss it out every time it hit the dirt. Now they toss it out all the time, so you're getting a new ball. The mud on the ball has gotten turned to sand, so it's hard to grip. I mean, it isn't what the baseball rules envisioned when they came out with them.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Again, talking to Rob Friedman, pitching ninja, here on Ben and Woods this morning. I spoke to a Padres pitcher yesterday that said he has never, ever, ever at any level used anything to help his grip or spin rate, including sunscreen, just basically the rosin and the sweat, you know, sweat from his hands, his arms. And he said the balls are, in fact, as everyone has reported, chalky. We confirmed that with another guy on the Padres staff yesterday. They're very chalky. They rub them up. They leave them sitting there for a couple hours, and then you get them, and they've got this chalk resin on them, and they become really slick. And I talked to the pitcher, and I asked him straight up, I said, how much better would you be with some sticky on your fingers? He said, his quote was, I would be elite. I would be elite. And I thought to myself, and he said, I watch guys that I've pitched better than. I'm now watching them jump me. And that's a tough thing to swallow. You know, it's a tough thing to swallow. Where do you come down on where do you basically come down on the crackdown that's going on right now in Major League Baseball? Does it have to be 100% cleaned up at this point? Do you think they'll find another way?
So that's a great question. I think it's turned into a clown show a little bit. Like, it is turned into a little bit of performance art. MLB could do it a totally different way, which is, number one, they should have communicated the rules across the league better. what can and can't be done, and not done it in the middle of the season where you have people adjusting, because this has been an unwritten gentleman's agreement among pitchers and players and teams and umpires that, hey, we're not going to bother with this, MLB too. So at some point that becomes the rule. And everybody had been doing it. Everybody's been doing it for years and years, again, 50, 60 years. And now they're turning it into performance art. Instead of, all you have to do is have a camera trained on the pitcher. You have to look at spin rates, look at if the pitcher does, if their spin rate is increasing and they've done something, you know, you can see them doing something, you can nail that pitcher and collect the baseball. That's all you really have to do. Now with these searches, I mean, maybe it's to have fans see, oh, we're cracking down and this is not going to go on anymore. But I think that it's turning into a little bit of a circus. To me, I mean, and I think most pitchers just want the rule to be the same for everybody. Good guys that obey the rules shouldn't be at a disadvantage to people that are willing to bend the rules. That just should be the way it is. And that I like just set a uniform rule, but also help the baseball a little bit. I mean, there are other leagues, like in Japan, where the ball is a little bit tacky and pitchers don't need to use anything. So, you know, give the pitcher some help like that, make it uniform, and keep the rules the same for everybody.
Rob, I know you've had you had some of your favorites over the years. You've been following Yu Darvish, obviously, for a while. Who are some of the new guys, though, this year that have stood out from your account in terms of movement and nastiness this season?
Well, I mean, I would say, like, and this is something even before the season that I knew, and he's not necessarily a new guy, but he hasn't pitched in a while, is Shohei Ohtani. People before the season were like, why the heck is he pitching? He should be an offensive player only. And I was like, you guys must have forgot. Like, in Japan, dude was unbelievable. And then in his other appearances in major leagues, he's been lights out, but people kind of forgot. And now to watch him, his slider has gotten better. His splitter is unhittable. And his fastball, you know, near 100. I think he's a guy that I just, you marvel at how talented that dude is. Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to, you know, compete in the home run derby.
That's crazy.
He's not bad. So cool. He really is.
I've been saying it. He's the best player in baseball. I mean, nobody else in baseball can do what he does. Nobody. He's the only one that can do what he does. It baffles the mind, and you know it's such a bummer, you know, that he's on the Angels, to be honest with you, because it's just he deserves more of a spotlight. He deserves. I mean, we're seeing something we haven't seen in, you know, 80, 90 years. It's bananas.
It's so much fun to watch. Like, he even makes me respect offensive players and, you know, hitters. Like, watching the balls that he hits. He hit a ball off Casey Mize that, after being fooled on a splitter and his helmet coming off, adjusts to a perfectly thrown slider and hits it out to center field. Like, the guy is insanely talented, and he's insanely talented. If he was just a pitcher, he could be a Cy Young Award winner. Yep. On the bump, just.
Hey, have you seen the new knuckleballer, first knuckleballer in baseball in a few years? What's his name, Woods?
I don't know, but he had his debut last night.
Yeah. What was the quote? Like, he got checked
they
for foreign
checked
substances.
Him, and he said, if I spin the ball, then I cannot spin the ball. If I'm spinning the ball, that means I'm not doing my job because I'm a knuckleball.
My spin rate should be zero.
They checked him last night, which again leads me to believe and agree with Rob that it's eyewash, right? It's performance art from the umpires, I think, at this point. But he was floating that thing in there last night. I can't remember his name, though.
It's Mickey Janis.
Mickey Janis.
So I've been on. He emails me every once in a while. I mean, because he's been trying to get in the league, send me videos of his knuckleball, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's so much fun to watch knuckleballs. They're just the coolest pitch. They'll never, like, every time you put it out there and you see a video of it, everybody loves it. It's one of those things that's great. But he shared his grip with me. He shared, like, I got all that stuff, and it's so much fun to see him now in the major leagues. Like, how cool is that? The dude worked his butt off. People don't like fans like knuckleballs. Coaches don't seem to like them, and analytics departments don't like them that much either.
I wonder why that is. It just feels like cheating the system a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like. I think it's more because it's unpredictable, and you know, knuckleballers can either be really on or really off. But fans love it. There should be a knuckleball pitcher in the league at all times, just for fans.
Couldn't agree more. Love it. Hey, I mean, we're on the field yesterday, And the guys are, it's early. It's like 3:30. And they're, I think Cronenworth is in a squat and Will Myers is like pitching to him. And what do you think Will Myers is throwing? He's not throwing sliders. He's not throwing fastballs. He's throwing knuckleballs at Jake Cronenworth. Everybody loves the knuckleball.
They do. So I, there's even a video of Jacob deGrom trying to throw a knuckleball and just sitting there going like, one of his coaches was throwing one. He's like, give me the ball. I'm going to try this. And the look on his face was he just enjoyed trying to do that. And if Jacob deGrom enjoys trying to do something and can't do it perfectly, you know, it's, number one, it's hard to do. And number two, it's so much fun. Like deGrom is the best pitcher on the planet, and he respects the knuckleball.
My favorite is actually the Ephus, though. We've seen, I think, more Ephuses this season than we've seen in a long time. The only real pitcher who ever used to use it was Zach Greinke would throw one every once in a while to mix it up. But who's the position player that has one when he comes in to pitch?
Astudillo.
Williams Astudillo.
Yeah. Yeah, he throws an Ephus. And, you know, it's pretty – Marwin Gonzalez actually had one and then threw 190. Like, he threw a 42-mile-an-hour Ephus and then a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and I overlaid those, and it just looks ridiculous. I mean, obviously the fastball gets there twice as fast.
Well, your account is apparently changing the game. We love it. We enjoy it. I think most of our listeners and our audience do as well, and we appreciate any time you give us a few minutes on the air, Rob. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pitching into Rob Friedman on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Woods, there were some great, speaking of pitching, some very interesting comments by Joe Musgrove after the game last night about one Manny Machado.
Amazing.
I think it's going to get our listeners fired up. If you haven't heard them yet, we'll bring those to you coming up next on Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Ben and Woods, broadcasting live from the Home Loan Arranger studio at 97.3 The Fan. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the Loan Arranger. Our thanks again to the pitching ninja, Rob Friedman, for joining us. Tomorrow, Friar Friday, after the Padres' day off, we will be joined in our 8 a.m. hour by none other than Jace Tingler.
I've heard of him.
Manager of the San Diego Padres.
8:35.
Let's go. It was funny, when we got to the field yesterday, we walked down there. We hadn't seen Skip in a long time.
And I mean, I've seen him on Zoom.
Yeah.
twice a day, every day for like the last
but
2.5 months.
You know what I'm saying?
But in person, no.
And he goes, "Oh my God, look who's here. They finally let you guys back on the field." And we started shooting the breeze. He goes, "I guess I'm with you guys Friday." And I said, "Well, that's news to us." And he goes, "Oh, well, then never mind." I go, "No, you're in. No, you're not backing out now." So we made sure
he's I don't want to reveal anything in confidence, but he's very guarded in his Zoom sessions, and you know how he doesn't like to say anything or give out any info. He was a lot less guarded with us.
It was
nice to see a little of the real Jay Stengler that I think we don't actually get to see that much.
It's pretty awesome, man.
Because he is a guy that in the clubhouse, they really like.
They love him.
He's one of the guys. He's a lot of fun. On Zoom calls as manager, he's a manager.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
He's doing his job.
He's doing
what he's supposed to be doing.
He was great yesterday. He had his two boys out there. And, I mean, how cool for those kids. They're out at second base. He's at shortstop with his left-handed catcher's glove on. And his kids are at second. And they're taking grounders and flipping them to him. It was cool. We love Tingler. He's done a great job here, man. A great job. And those cats, they love him too. You can see it. We were right down there watching the game, and it's this team. They're together for a reason, Ben. I mean, you can't have a manager you hate and not play hard for him. And they play so hard for that.
Yeah, team. He does set a tone, no doubt about it. And also, I want to give Jace credit. And probably AJ and the analytics department. I'm not sure who makes these decisions entirely, but it's pretty sure it's a collaborative effort with the Padres. The way they set up the pitching rotation for this homestand, there was a chance that it could go wrong. Remember, okay, sending down Ryan Weathers, got a bullpen day with Miguel Diaz in there so we can push Denelson Lamet back a day so we can line up Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove for the Dodgers. You know, on paper, it all sounds fine, but how is it really going to play out? Well, guess how it played out? 7-0 is the way it played out. And that's pretty good managing right there to figure out a way to get through a 7-game stretch, not lose any of those games, because you're going to have to use some of your lesser pitchers. You're going to have to go with Mason Thompson in a critical situation for his major league debut because, hey, you just don't have that many healthy arms and guys who are rested and ready to go. So they pulled the right strings on this homestand so far, and you need to credit Jace, the staff, and the guys who are making those decisions for setting this up for success this homestand.
Well, if you're going to pound him after you drop 5 in a row or 5 of 6, then you need to credit him when you sweep the Reds, who had come into Petco Park scorching hot, white hot. And then you need to credit him for sweeping the L.A. Dodgers anytime. You sweep the L.A. Dodgers, the manager is going to get a lot of credit, and as he should, pushed a lot of the right buttons. Yeah, was it nerve-wracking? Sure. The last two games were excruciating to watch and have zapped me of any energy that I have. That being said, the right buttons were pushed. You got the wins. You didn't need style points to do it. You just did it.
As it lined up, Joe Musgrove got the start in the series finale yesterday, pitched the first 3 innings, no hit ball. No, Joe. I was talking to Peter Seidler. He is not a jinx man. He started bringing it up before I even noticed there was a no-hitter going on.
He goes, "Can we talk about this no-hitter?" And I looked at him. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He goes,
"Not afraid of it.
I'm anti-superstition." He goes, "If I was a pitcher, I'd jump all over that line." I go, "You would until you gave up like 4 hits in a row, and then trust me, you'd be jumping over it for the rest of your life."
But Joe ended up a very solid start. Didn't get the win. You know, gave up those 2 runs in the 4th inning. That was it. Also got some great help behind him. In particular, more plays from Manny Machado. Almost nearly the most spectacular play again in baseball history.
Correct.
He's trying. One of those days he's going to make the Odell Beckham style full sprint back to the plate, diving catch over his shoulder, and it's going to go down in history because he's getting closer. He almost did it again last night. And Joe Musgrove, I thought, to his everlasting credit, just took it upon himself to a little Manny Machado commentary, I'd call it, in the post-game Zoom last night. I wanted to make sure everyone heard that this morning here on Ben and Woods.
I mean, the guy, he's the way that he plays the game, he makes it look so slow and so smooth. You know, the stuff that you see him do, it's not as easy as it looks, I promise. you know, and I'm going to say something now for the people that want to dog him on him not hustling down the line and for him not doing certain things that, that irritate a lot of fans. The guy knows his baseball IQ is off the charts. He knows, you know, how hard he needs to go down the line, and the guy plays every single day. You know, to go 162 games, there's not many people that can sprint out every single ground ball and you know, do what he does in the field and do what he does at the plate. It's just, it's very hard to sustain that. So he gets down the line when he needs to, you know, and he gets down the line at a rate where if there's a bobble, he's going to be safe. He's not just jogging down the line, giving up on the play. He's a smart player. He knows what he's doing. And you see it tonight, you know, he had a one hopper to third base and got his ass down the line and was a huge, huge part of keeping that inning going. And, you know, and allowing, you know, we end up getting an out in the inning, which would have been two outs had he not been moving down the line. It's one out. We have a chance to score two instead of one. It's just, those are things that change the game. So I got all the respect in the world for Manny, and I love having him behind me.
I mean, it's, we've been beating this drum for 3 years now since the day he signed. Guys, it's happening.
But we're just a couple of radio yahoos. That's Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
No hitter, teammate, pitcher, 100%. You know, and it's a lot of credibility right there.
I mean, you know, it's such a weird, I can't imagine being that guy that looks at the way he plays the game and says, well, he just doesn't give effort. I just can't imagine.
That guy, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Oh my God.
Like Bill Plaschke's dumbass.
Yeah, like Bill Plaschke's dumbass. Last night tweeting about Manny Machado not running.
Oh, there was the don't do this that we were looking for.
Bill Plaschke tweeted, as I pull it up right now, watching Manny Machado run all over the field tonight makes one fondly remember when, as a Dodger, he wouldn't even run to first base.
Yeah, maybe he hated playing for your organization. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. He was there, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
And maybe Plaschke, you know, remembered one play where Manny was probably saving a little energy for something else that he was doing that night. I mean, the Dodgers, what, were cruising to the
weren't they rolling at that point? It's you know, look, it's like beating a dead horse at this point talking about Manny Machado, but you know, I we can never take for granted what he brings to the team. You know, again, heard from many insiders last night that what he's done is beyond their wildest dreams of what he could be. And you know what, I don't know how it works, but if there is a C to be given out as a captain, it should go on his chest. I mean, the dude is there every day, wants to be there every day, battles through injuries, plays multiple positions, dives on the warning track, hits bombs, is a baseball savant. I mean, you saw the play. It was either last night or the night before. The catch, the spin, the throw, you know, the error he was charged with, it was later taken away. Nobody even gets to that ball. Nobody even gets that throw close other than him. He's a special, special human.
Manny needs to be at the All-Star game.
No doubt.
Whatever role you want to send him out, he needs to be there. He's an All-Star.
You know what, though? Like, he absolutely is, and he deserves it, but I'm good with him getting, you know, 5 days of rest, doing whatever it is.
Give him the gold glove.
I'm telling you, man, it's changed. You know, you want your guys in the All-Star game, and you want your guys in home run derbies and things like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I love when they do, but I want them rested because I want to win a World Series.
I know with those gold gloves, Paul, there's a lot of inertia. You know, a guy who's won it before,
yeah,
basically default. Unless they have a terrible year, they get hurt or something, they'll just end up winning again. And Nolan Arenado's kind of been in that mode for a while. Sometimes, though, when you do something different and unique, that makes you stand out. I think Manny's shift defense could sway the minds of some of the voters this year.
It didn't last year, and it absolutely should have.
But it was such a short season.
Yeah, true.
And I think there's more data, more evidence here of what he's doing defensively to help the Padres that's pretty incredible. I think there's a good chance Manny does get that gold glove this year, even over Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, as he should. He absolutely should.
All right, we do have a Rindle report coming up. Final segment of Ben and Woods after a 3-game sweep of the Dodgers. Hey, it was a long night last night. We're not lying. We're getting through this today, but glad we could celebrate with you on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just saw a quote I missed from Jay Stengler yesterday via Dennis Lynn's piece, but Paulie thinks he's found the soundbite, and I thought this was pretty remarkable. So, I mean, Jake obviously homered in every game of the series, took Trevor Bauer deep, took Clayton Kershaw deep. First time a lefty has taken Clayton Kershaw deep this season, Woods. He's homered in four of the last five games. His defense has been top-notch. Met by metrics, the best defensive second baseman in the National League, yet he still remains kind of an overshadowed player. We talked about it earlier. He's only sixth in the National League in all-star voting right now. It's criminal.
Now, I was told not to trade with the Rays.
You were told that,
many
yes.
times, yeah.
But they traded Jay Cronenworth. They thought he may be a two-way pitcher hybrid player.
Yeah, like a bit master.
They may have misvalued one of their assets. It is possible.
Yeah, you have the light hitting Brett Phillips out there playing second for you, whoever it is. They missed badly with Jake Cronenworth. Like a huge, 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 massive, colossal mistake.
Here's what Jace had to say about Jake before the game yesterday.
I don't know if you can, you know, measure it. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, Jake, I think everybody knows how I feel, how his teammates feel. I think, I think he's just constantly improving, and I think he's one of the better players in this league. I'm not saying in this division, I'm not saying on this team. I think he's one of the better players in the league, for a lot of factors. The way he swings the bat, the way he runs, what he does defensively, his baseball IQ, the ability to manage the strike zone, to get on base, to do damage. I think he's one of the better players in the league, period.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, so Manny Machado, clearly one of the best players in baseball. Yep. Fernando Tatis Jr. might be the best player in baseball. Jay Cronenworth, one of the best players in baseball. And great bunt that Eric Hosmer laid down last night in a key situation. And
Gold Glove Trent Grisham. I mean, Yu Darvish. Like
that infield's pretty nuts right now. That infield is insane at the moment for the Padres.
Pretty dirty, my friend.
And they're not going anywhere either. I mean, everyone's under control for years and years and years.
Yeah, and they'll get better. They'll get better here in the span of about 3 weeks, I would imagine, Benny. 3 weeks to a month.
All right, we still have a Rindle report to get to. We'll get some headlines from Polly right after one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
Hey, how's everyone spending their Padres off day?
Watching my son, taking a nap, watching my son.
And then taking another nap and then going to bed early?
They go to bed at 7:30. There's a better than average chance I'm dead asleep at 8 o'clock.
I wouldn't even call it a nap that I'm going to take today. It's probably asleep.
Asleep.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do?
I got a couple of things, but I got plenty of time after that. No baseball game tonight.
What about you? Working?
Oh, yeah. Working.
I'm the driving range.
You going to get a nap?
I might get a nap in today. Yeah, it's my Thursday. Good nap day for me usually anyway. Okay. And after last night, I can use it. A siesta today.
Can we do a two-hour show for our next contract? And then a one-hour show for the next one after that? I will be like 55
Three
years
best
old.
Of hours followed by one live hour?
Yeah, in. I think Mike Francesa had that deal with Entercom. He came in once a week to do 15 minutes. They probably paid him $1 million.
So you're telling me we got a chance?
So you're telling me there's
not
a chance?
Not every day will end at, you know, 1 in the morning after a Padres-Dodgers game, but a few of them do.
Yeah,
you got to suck it up. Got to suck it up.
I'm sucking. Real good.
Save that.
Yep. Polly, what do we have today?
Oh, we will start you off in the NBA playoff action last night. The Hawks take down the Bucks 116-113. Trae Young, 48 points.
Wow.
Atlanta's looking really, really good.
You guys foresee a Atlanta-Phoenix matchup.
How weird does that even sound?
The Hawks against the Suns.
Certainly looking that way.
Looks good. Huh?
I think the Hawks are now they got one game on the road already, but even going into the series, they just felt like they were playing a little bit better than even the Bucks.
With a healthy Kawhi, and you would have said before, it's probably going to be Giannis against Kawhi, which is probably a better matchup for ratings and
I
stuff.
I do think the Nets, if they had been fully healthy, were the best team, but they got hit hard by injuries, and you know Milwaukee got past them, and Trae Young's just insane right now. He threw up an alley-oop off the backboard that was crazy. He did this shimmy move that shed the defender so well that he stood there for like 5 seconds lining up his shot, just waiting. All right, like it was like shoot around before the game, and 48 points. I had not heard the nickname before, but it's a cool one. Ice Trae.
Love it.
That's a good one.
Trae Young plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
He does.
I love our boss, Adam, and I want him to be happy most of the time, especially with his sports teams. Is he going to be insufferable if the Hawks win?
Yes.
Not really, because
he's had it rough, though.
It's not Falcons. At the expense of any of our teams
That's
that we
true.
Like. We can
That's
just be
true.
Happy for him.
Happy for
him. You want to try that for once? Just be happy for Adam for once?
Yeah. Okay.
NBA action tonight, by the way. Phoenix and the Clippers game 3. Phoenix has a 2-0 lead in that series. 6 o'clock on ESPN.
And the Suns are apparently getting Chris Paul back tonight. The Clippers are not getting Kawhi Leonard back. So that doesn't bode well for the Clips.
What's up with Kawhi? What's hurt?
Snee.
His knee hurts. I've never heard of a snee injury. I have heard of a knee injury.
Snee. That was in a contraction.
I like in sports when they say he's got a knee. He's got an elbow. Oh, he's got a finger. We all do. He's out. He's got a finger. Okay. All right.
Something you have in common with your athletes.
Exactly.
Oh, he's got a knee. I got a knee.
I got an ankle.
We're just like pro athletes.
It's a good bit. It's a really, I love that bit. He's out. He's got an ankle. Oh, all right. Makes sense. And it makes sense, you know?
So the NFL had a little interesting story here. The NFL is going to begin a bidding process for cities to host the annual scouting combine beginning in 2023. The combine's been held in Indianapolis since 1987. It's there every single year. And now the NFL has informed all the teams that they're going to be accepting bids from other cities to host the event a couple years from now. And a lot of people do believe that this is going to lead to eventually hosting, you know, you could bid to host the drafts. You could bid to host a Super Bowl. And it's going to be a completely different process here in the next couple of years.
Is that on the surface, pretty brilliant move, right? Oh. I mean, it's a genius move from a league that does nothing but print money. I don't know how they do it. They get away, they literally get away with murder in the NFL.
I don't know that the NFL needs to be squeezing municipalities out of anything else at this point. They've gotten so many stadiums built and everything. You know, and reason
you tell me Jerry Jones is going to plunk down an ass load of money to get the draft or to get the
combine. Well, if Jerry Jones wants to do it, fine. But if he wants the city of Dallas to do it,
they want teams.
No. It does say the NFL has informed their teams that it will accept bids from cities. So I think, like what Ben's trying to say, and I would agree with it, is if they made the teams do the bidding,
then do it.
Fine.
Stroke a check and
move
on.
Have versus, you know.
Yeah, versus Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones for a Super Bowl every year.
Yeah. Okay.
But that kind of sucks if the city has to cough up all that money.
Agreed.
Especially since the events are going to be at the stadium.
Well, I can't think of anything less than I care about than the combine. So, right?
It's pretty
awful. We don't have it here because I don't want to have to go to it.
You probably care as much about literal combines, like on a farm.
I would. It's more interesting to me to watch and learn how a real combine works than to watch an NFL combine. Oh,
what does a combine do? Does it separate the wheat from the chaff or something like that?
That's amazing. I've never heard of a chaff, but I think that that is more interesting than watching a guy jump up and hit those little sticks. Oh, he did 60. He did 60 reps at 225. Cool. How does he play football?
Essentially a complex machine designed for efficient harvesting of mass quantities of grain. They can cut a swath through a field more than 40 feet wide.
Amazing. That's more interesting to me. I'd rather drive a combine than go to the combine. Does that make sense?
It combines three essential harvest functions: reaping, threshing, and winnowing.
That must have, for those guys, when that invention came out, it must have been like when the iPod came out for me.
Really?
I didn't have to carry around giant books of CDs.
I don't have to reap and thresh and winnow all separately. I can do it at once.
This does it all. We combine them, and then we're going to call it, instead of combine, we're going to call it a combine. Okay, I'm in. I'm 100% in. Where do I sign up for this combine?
And finally, here's your headline. Emergency crew rescues sex doll after mistaking it for a drowning woman.
Oh. Where was this? Florida?
This was off the northeast coast of Japan.
Oh.
A team of emergency rescue divers responded to the scene of a nude, quote, drowning woman.
Whoops.
Only to get there and discover that it was a blow-up doll.
Would you guys ever
rescue a drowning doll?
Have a doll.
Have one?
Yeah.
No.
Use one?
No.
What if somebody gave you one to use?
No.
As an endorsement? Hi, it's Ben and Woods here. We really like Real Girl. She is the best. Sometimes when I'm home alone and my wife isn't there, I like to use
Real Girl. This is now a bit that I like. And since you always put me on the spot, Woods, I am going to give you random things to endorse, and then you've got to do a 60-second spot for whatever I give you to endorse. Like, you know, sex doll, go.
On the spot?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Woodsy here from Ben and Woods. Wanted to tell you about a new discovery that has just made its way to my front door. Listen, I know it may sound a little odd, but listen, my wife works weird hours, I work weird hours, and sometimes I can't handle my business the way that I want to handle my business. That's why I sometimes use Real Girl. Real Girl is made of silicone, and it really honestly feels like the real thing. I couldn't endorse a product more. It's easy. It's easy to store, and it's easy to clean. So try Real Girl at realgirl.com.
Paul, cut that. Send it to the account.
Use the account. Exactly. Use the code Woodsy.
Yeah. Use the code Woodsy at checkout. Yeah, for 15% off your initial. I want to talk to somebody that has used one. I don't know why, or that like has one.
Do you watch a whole TV show about it already?
Do people actually use one?
Somebody in our listening audience has one at home. Is like, yeah, I use it. Okay. I mean, Dave did it.
Yeah, I've always thought like I've been in the same room as one, like at a bachelor party. Somebody brought one.
Ooh, creepy. Really?
As a joke, yeah.
Oh, like the nobody, like the blow up ones.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Like the life size real. Like,
no. It was just like a cheap blow up thing. It was
just like in the corner.
Sat on the floor, yeah. So a YouTuber chronicled this whole story and thought, like, they were filming a fishing video and they thought they saw a dead body floating there in the water, so they called.
Yeah, they panic, right? That's a you make that phone call.
Called
every
the emergency
time.
Services, and then it was not a dead body.
Would your wives lose their mind if they went to? I got to go get something out of the basement, and they're like, "What is that? What did I see down there?" Would Shelly lose her mind if she found that you had something?
Yes, of course.
Would Megan?
As they should.
I don't think Hannah would care.
I really don't.
I honestly don't think Hannah would care.
I don't know.
As the kids don't find it.
Doesn't it objectify women, reducing them to mere objects in your mind? Isn't it? It's not a great thing here. It's not something to be celebrated.
But women have those things that help.
It's your next endorsement.
I'm not doing that. I shan't be doing that one. Right? Why does that not objectify men?
Do you feel objectified?
Not really.
Threatened?
No.
All right.
I'm supportive. Life is short. Eat the cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If it feels good, do it. It's a very adult conversation.
Especially for this hour of the program.
Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble for
kids.
That endorsement.
Thanks for tuning in today
to
Ben and Woods.
On your way to school.
Expecting some great baseball talk today. And that's what you got in our final segment.
Hey, Paul brought it up.
I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
Easy to store, easy to clean. Ben and Woods.
Which is brought to you by Business Office Outfitters.
I'm sure they are ecstatic to be associated.
San Diego business is booming. What kind of business? I don't know. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today. Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mason, the 163, or online at boofurniture.com. Again, Jace Tingler going to join us Friar Friday tomorrow. Hopefully that guy gets a nice day off, though. I know his kids are in town since we saw them and met them yesterday.
Should we ask him
about
this tomorrow?
No. Right. Should be... they talk about getaway day. You want to win, you know, feel good going into an off day. When you win seven straight times going into an off day, that really must feel good then.
So good. He was bouncing around the field yesterday. He's very high energy anyway. And then having that win streak against that team, knowing you've already locked down the series and you got Musgrove on the mound, he was feeling good.
I think the big issue going forward, and we can talk about it tomorrow, is how do you avoid a letdown against now a team that's lost 23 straight road games that's coming to town?
Great point.
That's the danger for the weekend. So we'll talk about that tomorrow on a Friar Friday with Jace Tingler set to join us. Time right now, though, for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is banned. Text banned.
Which I'm going to be after that.
Endorsement. B-A-N-D, not B-A-N-N-E-D. Banned to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app. Today, that's it for us. For Paulie and Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great one from 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.